بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Beautiful souls, welcome to Splendors of the Sahaba, the podcast where you learn more about the Sahaba, get inspired by their powerful stories, and inshallah have an increase in faith and love for them. You're listening to Splendors of the Sahaba podcast, specially brought to you by Al-Islah Mosque. I'm Ustazah Zahra with you in today's episode. In today's episode, inshallah, I will be sharing with all of you on the beautiful life story of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wife, Habibah bint Abu Sufyan. Brothers and sisters, she is Ramlah bint Abu Sufyan, bin Sakhar bin Harb bin Umayyah bin Abdul Shams bin Qusay. Her lineage is connected with that of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through their common ancestor Qusay. She was born 17 years before the start of the prophetic mission, and she was married to Ubaidullah bin Jahash al-Asadi, the brother of Zainab bin Jahash, the paternal aunt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Ubaidullah embraced Islam, Ramlah embraced Islam with him. Her father, Abu Sufyan bin Harb, was the leader of Quraysh, and at that time still a disbeliever, for he did not become Muslim until the day of the conquest of Makkah, or known as Fathul Makkah, in the year 10 after Hijrah. He was extremely angered by her embracing Islam, and she became the object of his wrath and resentment. When the oppression inflicted on the Muslims by the disbelievers increased to unbearable levels, and the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam permitted them to migrate to Abyssinia or Habsha, Ubaidullah and Ramlah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma migrated there. At that time, Ramlah radiallahu ta'ala anha was pregnant, and it was Allah's will that she should deliver in Abyssinia, and in time she gave birth to Habibah, from whom she took the title Habibah. Indeed, she was better known by her title Habibah than by her name Ramlah. In Abyssinia, Sayyidatina Ramlah bin Abu Sufyan settled down along with her husband Ubaidullah, and there Ramlah radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to their daughter Habibah. One night, Habibah radiallahu ta'ala anha saw in her dream that she was faced with the worst situation, and she became extremely worried about her husband. And she said to herself, "By Allah, he has changed," referring to her husband. She was proved right the next morning when Ubaidullah came to her and said, "Oh, Habibah, I have thought about religion, and I find no better religion than Christianity. As you know, I was a Christian before. Then I entered the religion of Muhammad. But now I am returning once more to Christianity." She said to him, "It is not better for you." Then she informed him of the dream she had, in the hope that he would turn away from Christianity. But Shaitan had gained mastery over him, and he paid no attention to her words. Indeed, he tried to turn her away from her religion and make her become Christian. But she refused to leave, and she refused to leave Islam. And Allah had guided her to the religion of truth. Instead, she separated from him and refused to meet him or to let him see her. After that, he turned to alcohol and began drinking night and day until he died. After Ubaidullah had apostatized, Habibah radiallahu anha secluded herself in her house, caring for her daughter and worshipping her Lord. Then one night, Habibah saw in her dream that someone came to her and said, "Oh, mother of the believers." This dream came true soon after, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the venerable companion Amr bin Umayyah al-Dhamri radiallahu anhu to Najashi, asking him to propose marriage to her on his behalf. While she was sitting in her house, a messenger came to her from Najashi and asked permission to enter. When she opened the door, she saw that it was a slave girl belonging to the Najashi, whose name was Abraha. And she informed her that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent a message seeking her hand in marriage. And she said, "The king says that you should appoint someone to give you in marriage." So she sent for Khalid bin Sa'id bin Al-As bin Umayyah and appointed him to represent her, and she gave Abraha 2 silver bracelets because she had brought her the glad tidings. That evening, the marriage contract was made, and the king informed the people that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had written to him, asking him to give Habibah in marriage to him, and that he had given her in marriage to him and given her a dowry of 400 dinars on his behalf. Then he made the proposal of marriage to Khalid bin Sa'id, whom Habibah radiallahu ta'ala anha had appointed to represent her, and he said, "I have responded to the request of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and married him to Habibah radiyallahu ta'ala anha." Then he took the dinars, and the king organized a wedding celebration, or what we call walimah, in celebration of this occasion, and the people ate and celebrated the happy and blessed event. So Habibah radiyallahu anha became one of the mothers of the believers, and after the contract had been made, the king sent her to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the companion Ash-Shurahbil bin Hasanah. Brothers and sisters, let us look at the love which she had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibah radiallahu anha was a sincere believer, and that sincere faith manifested itself in her love of Allah, the Most High, and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she feared not to rebuke of any person regarding Allah, and she did not hold any person in the same high regard in which she held the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter how close that person was to her. When Quraysh sent Abu Sufyan bin Harb, her father, to Al-Madinah in order to ask that the covenant made at the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah be renewed, after Banu Bakr, the allies of Quraysh, had violated it, he entered the house of his daughter, Habibah radiallahu anha. And after he had greeted her, he went to sit on the mattress of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Habibah folded it up in order to prevent him from doing so. This wounded him deeply and caused him great pain. And he said to her, "Oh my daughter, is it because the mattress is too good for me, or because I am too good for the mattress?" She said, "It belongs to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are an unclean polytheist. So I did not like that you should sit on the mattress of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He replied angrily, "By Allah, you have been afflicted by evil after leaving me." After a life filled with good deeds, which she undertook in order to get close to Allah, the Most High, and to earn the pleasure of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatina Ramlah bin Abu Sufyan, the sincere believer, died. She who worshipped Allah devotedly and who was zealous up to the final moments of her life in the performance of charitable acts and good deeds, which would weigh heavily in her favor on the day of resurrection. She radiallahu anha called for Aisha radiallahu anha as death approached her and said to her, "There have been some frictions between us, the kind which are common between co-wives. So please pardon me for them." Aisha radiallahu anha did so, and she supplicated Allah for her. Habibah radiallahu anha said, "You have made me happy. May Allah make you happy." Then she sent for Salamah radiallahu anha and spoke the same words to her as she had done to Aisha radiallahu anha. And Salamah radiallahu anha also pardoned her and forgave her. Then she died in Al-Madinah in the year 44 after Hijrah. May Allah have mercy on her. Sayyidatina Habibah radiallahu anha was admirably strong as a person and kept her faith strong and grounded even when she was surrounded with powerful Quraysh, who strongly opposed to her embracing Islam. Despite her father's power, influence, and hatred of Islam and hatred to Islam, Habibah recognized the truth when it came to her, and she accepted Islam, knowing full well what consequences she could face from her father, family, and her tribe. Despite all this, Habibah openly declared the Shahada, at a time when Muslims were facing intense opposition and cruel persecution at the hands of her own father. It is narrated that Abu Sufyan tried with all the power and force at his disposal to bring back his daughter to his religion and the religion of their forefathers, but he did not succeed. The faith which was embedded in the heart of Habiba, Sayyidatina Ramlah, was too strong to be uprooted by the hurricanes of Abu Sufyan's fury. Habiba's incredible personality lit the path for all who came after her. From her, we can all get a glimpse of what it means to be brave and to brave the storm of trials and come out the other side with one's faith intact. It is Habiba's example that we should study when we feel ourselves better than others because of social or economic status. It is the example of Habiba that gives us wisdom and insight into how we can better ourselves despite strong external influences that can corrupt our iman. That is all for this episode. Insha'Allah, I will be with you soon in the other episodes sharing with you more about Ummahatul Mu'minin, the mothers of the believers. Fi amanillah.